Okay, dear students, we are ready for greater heights in online education, which for me means getting up on top of a step stool. Because we're going to do a check reconciliation. We're going to do it manually first. What? Aren't there spreadsheets? Aren't there aplicaciones que puedo descargar? No, what is it? That was download in my smartphone. Can I bring down to my smartphone? Yes, yes, indeed there are. And we'll show you a spreadsheet after this. But first, we want you to do it manually. Why? Well, for the same reason we talked about in Chapter 3, where the one professor, she's retired now, made the students use pencil and paper to do the taxes first, then showed them the software. Why? So you know what you're doing. You're not letting the machine take over. Plus, you know those applications, folks. I know I'm old, but those applications are basically doing everything they can to learn everything about, oh, it's free, you don't have to pay a thing. Oh, yes, you do. when you realize that you are the product that they're selling, they're trying to learn everything about you and your financial innards, and then sell that data. So I don't use them. I use my spreadsheets on my computer at home. Okay, so enough of that. So now, we want you to print out practice problem one. Yes, we do. Print it out. Print out practice problem number one. And also you're going to need the reconciliation sheet. So here is the reconciliation sheet. So please have this printed out because we're going to use it. And notice here, we're going to deal with these guys here. These are the steps we take to do our reconciliation. But first, let's do the check register. This is called a check register. And some of you still have checks. Not too many. More and more of the young people just don't even want them. But I still use them, you know, not for everything. Most things are electronic nowadays. But they're still handy for certain situations. So we're going to fill out the check register that follows. And this is quite straightforward once you do it a couple of times. Just do it a couple of times and you'll say, okay, I can do this. But be careful, because this is where the errors often occur, and that's why eventually you're going to want to learn to use a spreadsheet, because there are fewer errors. But it's basically the same thing. It's a spreadsheet that's written as opposed to printed out. So let's take a look at the information. Our starting balance is $795.56, and where does that go? It goes in the place that says starting balance. Very good. $795.56. So we start with that. And then we record all these transactions here. So the first transaction is on August 8th. And however you write the date, it's up to you. The check number is 510. And it goes to Candace Waite. Candace Waite? maybe not. And the check was written for $72.95. So in the debit column, I hate those words, credit and debit, the payment column, we put $72.95. And then what's this check mark? We'll come back to that check mark later. Forget the check mark for now. If there are any fees, put those in there. This is not a deposit. And so we take our previous balance and we subtract. Now, some people use two lines. They put the $72.95 here, and they put it here, and then they have two lines for each transaction. That's up to you. I don't think it's necessary, but you can do that. So get your calculator out and do $795.56 minus $72.95, and you'll get $722.61. Make sure, who knows, I can goof up, so make sure I did it right. Okay? So now this becomes our new balance, our new running balance, as it's sometimes called, running balance, or in Spanish, balanza actual. Right. So what's the next transaction? Check number 511 to Estelle Hertz. Estelle Hertz. On August 12th. So we write down August 12th. Check number Estelle Hertz. And then it was for $44.80. So $44.80. And so that's another payment. It goes in the payment column. And we subtract 722.61 minus 44.80. Do that on your calculator on your own. Do it twice. Do it after we've gone through this presentation, then do it again. So 677.81. All right. Now we have a deposit. Notice that's a deposit. Now, usually there's no number. I put the word DEP there just to show it's a deposit, but you can leave a blank. And the date is 18 August. And that goes, again, forget the check mark for now. That goes in the credit department, $755. That goes in the plus deposit column. So what do? Add 677.81 with the $755, and you get $1,378.36. Make sure you're doing this. Check, stop it, pause it. Make sure I'm getting these right, because you never know. I could mess things up, and everybody can mess things up. What's our next calculator? So you're getting the hang of this, right? Next calculation is check 512 to I mailed the check on August 19th for $109.33. Forget the check marks for now. And then that is a debit, a payment, right? That's a subtraction. So our $1,378.36 minus $109.33, and we get $1,269.03. Cool? Are you getting the hang of this? I hope so, because now we're ready to do the last two. Check number 513 on August 22nd to Cerebellum. Cerebellum. See what you're missing in the face-to-face class? All this bad jokes. For $25.77. And if you don't know what the cerebellum is, ask your biology student friends. The $1,269.03 minus the $25.77 is $1,243.26, our current running balance. And then on the last day of the month, we made an ATM deposit of $118.85. So we put that in the deposit column, and our ending checkbook balance is $1,362.11. Now, when you start doing these, and once you get the hang of where things go, as we'll see, the typical place where a problem occurs is in this column right here, in the balance column. That's where typical problems are. That's why we're going to see on our next presentation, the next quick presentation, will be a spreadsheet. And we'll see assuming you typed it in correctly, the number, the spreadsheet takes care of the arithmetic, so we don't fat finger our calculator. We don't mess up our calculator. Okay, so we have our checkbook register set up. That's what it's called, checkbook register. Cool? Now, what happens at the end of the month? Well, not anymore. It's not the end of the month anymore. They don't even want to send you the statement, because if they send you the statement, they're going to charge you $15 or whatever. They want it all electronic. So at the end of the month, you're going to get they're still going to send you a statement, believe it or not, via email. But most people just delete it. I do. Because online, you're going to look at your account. You're going to look at your statement, as they call it. And, of course, they're going to send you a monthly statement because they're required to. But you just go online and check it. Cool. So now we take a look at the statement. And that balance, they have their own balance, their own running balance. And they do have payments on one side, deposits on the other side. That's how it's normally done. Any interest earned and all that other stuff. So we're going to now use this statement to reconcile our ending checkbook balance with the bank's or credit union's ending statement balance. And why is this important? For one big reason. If you don't do this, if you just let account run wild and don't keep track of what's going on, you're essentially telling the bank, hey, or the credit union, hey, you decide how much money's in my account. Yes, And as we saw in the presentation, you're supposed to be on the up and up. You're supposed to watch them and make sure that they're doing it right, because they make mistakes. You know, they're not, it's very rare now with all the automation, but it happens. So we're going to reconcile the checkbook register with the checking statement. And how do we do that? Well, dear folks, as we said, we're going to use the reconciliation sheet. So you're going to print this puppy out, and I'm going to get rid of it. Why? Because we have the one with the answers already in place. But so let's get rid of that one, and now go to the one with the answers in place. But here's the important part at the bottom. Here are the steps that we're going to take to make sure that our checkbook register, our accounting, reconciles, makes nice with the bank's or the credit union's checking account. And the first step is to record the cleared checks. These are checks that have been paid. These are transactions or checks that have been paid. And that's where those check marks come in. Ta-da-da-da. That's where the check marks come in. So if we go back to the statement, we saw that there were a couple of transactions here. Oh, look, check number 510, check 513. You see these two? We go back to our check register and put a check mark next to check 510 and 513. We have identified the transactions that have cleared. That's the terminology the bank uses, that have been paid. The ones without the check marks are still outstanding. And these are the ones that'll come back to bite you. You give a check to somebody, or you have an electronic transfer that happens, but it doesn't happen for 1, 2, 3 weeks. And you think, oh yeah, I got plenty of money in my account. And then it tries to clear, and oh my goodness. So these are the ones that are important. The ones, well, they're all important, but the ones that we have to watch for, the ones without the check marks, and we'll use those in our reconciliation sheet. Are you with me? So let's go back to the reconciliation sheet, and we've done the first step. The second step is where we have to look at the ones without the check marks. Identify the outstanding checks. As we said, these are the ones that could come back to bite you. Don't write the ones with the check marks. And where do they go? They go in a place on our reconciliation sheet that says checks outstanding. How could be easier, right? So here we write down the checks that have not cleared yet. So if we go back to our register, we find that 511 on August 12 for $44.80, no check mark. 512 on August 19th, 109.33, no check mark. It depends on how much you want to put down. I put down just the date and the check number. You could put down the person. But this is the important part, 44.80 and 109.33 for a total of 154.13. You got me? Don't put the ones with the check marks, because then you get a sopapo. What's a sopapo? A dope slap. It won't work. Okay. All right. So we'll say that one more time, or we'll actually probably say it a few more times. So we've done that. All right. If you're confused, stop. Do it over again. Now we're going to do the exact same process, but this time for the deposits. And they don't use cleared deposits. They say the confirmed deposits. Why do they do that? I don't know. It's banking. They have their own terminology. So we'll find out which deposits have been confirmed, and then just as we did with the checks, we'll identify the deposits in transit. They don't call them outstanding deposits. They call them deposits in transit. Again, these are the ones without the check marks. So let's go back to the sheet here and find that the deposit on 818 went through. So we go up to 818 and put a check mark. But the deposit on the 31st at the ATM didn't. Uh-oh. Now, this is much rarer than it used to be. Maybe it's over the weekend. The system's not quite up and running. But now their systems are so sophisticated, that, excuse me, when you deposit something in the ATM, it says pending. Now, they haven't confirmed it yet. Right? They've only seen that you put the deposit in and you said you put it in, but they're going to go to the ATM machine and make sure that that deposit is confirmed. So you'll see on the screen pending or some other thing like that. That's what ours says, pending, you know, pending transaction. But let's just do it for the practice because it happens, but it's just very, very rare. So we do not have a check mark. Oops, that's not supposed to be right here. We do not have a check mark for this transaction. We do have a check mark for that transaction. That deposit is confirmed. This one is in transit. So where does it go? Right, it goes back on our reconciliation sheet under deposits in transit. Isn't that make sense? Okay, so write down the date and the deposit in transit. And so we have done our first four procedures. Now here comes the tricky part. We look for transactions that were accidentally left out of the check register, or we see them happen, you know, on their own, and we didn't even know they were going to happen or something like that. So these are transactions that are not in our check register. So these are the ones that'll come back to bite us sometimes. It can make it difficult, but not impossible. There's 35 cents missing. Why? Oh, because, you know, they charged me 35 cents at the ATM machine or whatever, $1.35 or $2.35 or $9.30. It can get pricey. So here, do we see any transactions that are not in our check register? Oh, yeah. The checking charge. Now, again, if you, most all banks now and credit unions, if you sign up for electronic delivery, they don't charge you a checking charge. Some do. Also, we earn some interest. 88 cents? No, maybe like 8 cents. But anyway, we earn some interest. And also, this is so typical. Oh my goodness, we forgot to write it down. We went out that night. It was kind of fun. She was, it turned out to be not so good. But anyway, $60, and those bums hit me for $2.50, the big jerks, for an ATM fee. That's why I like credit unions. There are 33,000 credit unions ATMs, so you can always find, every 7-Eleven has one. So $60 withdraw, oops, and then $2.50 with ATM fee. So the $10 service charge on the first, the ATM fees, the withdrawal and the ATM fee on the 20th, and then the interest earned on the 31st, 88 cents. And where do they go? They go back on our reconciliation sheet under other additions on our side, other deductions on our side, and then other additions and other deductions on the bank side. But in reality, most of them are going to be on this side right here. So we put the interest under, look, there's a space for interest. But then maybe we get a IRS refund or some other thing, and we put that right here and total the additions. And then the debt bank service charge, the ATM fee, ATM withdrawal, and the ATM fee, and we total those up. So our total interest is 88 cents. Our total additions are 88 cents. Our total deductions are $72.50. Cool? All right. Now, are we ever going to see anything other here or other there? Never. Well, maybe not. That means something's weird. The bank has done something. One day I woke up and there was actually $30 in my account. And I don't know how it got there, but it did. I called them up and they said, thank you very much. And within 20 minutes, it was gone. But some people have a lot more, you know, some wind up with a lot of money in their account accidentally. Stop the world. We need to fix this. So you're not going to see, you know, anything under here, anything over here, other, probably not. You're just not going to see it that often. Okay. Ready? So that's the last one. We have looked for transactions that were accidentally left out of the check register and put them into our reconciliation sheet. And our last step is to reconcile. Well, what does that mean? What we do is we take the ending checkbook balance from our check register, checkbook register balance from our register, and the ending bank statement balance. Don't do the starting balance, do the ending balance. And so what's the ending balance for the checkbook register? Let's go back, make sure. 1362.11, that's what we believe we have. What's the ending bank statement balance? 1325.77. And we put them here, 1362.11, 1325.77. And so, 1362.11 plus the additions gives us a subtotal of 1362.99. Subtract the deduction, 7250, and we get 1290.49. On this side, 1325.77 minus the deposit. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. Put the deposits in transit up here. You see the big arrows? I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. Put the checks outstanding over here, 154.13. Sorry about that. Go back over and do that. 1325.77 minus the addition. I'm sorry. Add the deposits in transit. 118.85. 1444.62 subtotal, and then subtract the outstanding transactions. These are the ones that can kill you. 154.13, and we get 1290.49. Yes, indeed, it does. Reconcile. Very cool. Now, if this went too fast, slow it down. Do it again. Do it. Hide the answers. Do it over again, because these two numbers must be the same. If they are not the same, then you have a problem somewhere. Either you haven't recorded the transactions here, or more likely, or you got the wrong outstanding checks or deposits in transit. But most likely, the error is here somewhere. This is where the error is, in the running balance. Because if you just make one arithmetic error, it's not going to work. All right? So do it over and over and over again, three or four times. And then, yes, we'll show you how to do it electronically, which will make life a whole lot easier. But by doing it manually, you will understand what you're doing. Do it 2, 3, 4 times, and then there's a practice problem number 2, and then there's the assignment, and I hope you do it manually, and then do it electronically. But you will be awesome. You will know what's in your checking account. You will not be letting the bank or credit union tell you what's in your account. Cool? Very cool. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you. We want you to bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College.